It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York, for the consistency of being in the top 10 in new, according to Nielsen ratings. It is an honor, and it's special to get that feedback from Nielsen, which, of course, is through you, the great listeners here of Mind Your Business. Well, as you know, every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, teamwork, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role, in particular, Hoodie, Dina, Miriam, Srili, Rina, and Eliana, thank you. Okay, and to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also a special mention, a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the Mishpacha Magazine monthly Take 5 column, which featured interviews with John Scully, Christine Comerford, Tom Cortese, Shep Hyken, Chris O'Neill, and, you know, and many others. We're also on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, and video episodes are up on YouTube. We have a robust YouTube channel. The easiest way to access all of our guests is to go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Every single show is archived up there permanently, and you can access them. In fact, just to list off some of the guests we've had over the years, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Jeffrey Hazlett, Christine Comerford, John Scully, Ron Carr, and so many other fantastic guests. All that wealth of knowledge is available to you for free. I know, in this world, what do you get for free? Yes, you could get something for free. All the knowledge from these great, fantastic guests are available. Simply, all you have to do is go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And another great treat. By Tuesday morning, you will be able to hear the wisdom from my upcoming guest. On the line, I have none other than Stephen Gaffney. I've wanted to get him on for a while. Stephen is an esteemed member of the Million Dollar Speakers Group, part of the NSA. He's impacted hundreds of thousands of people over the decades. He's a regular featured keynote speaker. He speaks at companies such as Lockheed Martin, Marriott, NASA, the U.S. Marine Corps. He's authored many books. And there's one that I have, my copy, that's all marked up, and it's a hardcover. It's not autographed yet. I hope one day. Be a change champion, mastering momentum, 10 factors for sustaining the boom and avoiding the bust of change. Oh, man. So stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss, again, it's only a one-hour show. I wish I had a lot more time because Stephen is that fantastic. With that intro, Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me. Wow, what an introduction.
You deserve it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, I like opening up. Tell me a little bit about yourself, the journey, how you got to where you are today.
Got a great question. I was actually an agent for film and radio commercial directors and photographers, and I started to do seminars for them. And then eventually, I just started to do seminars only for them, and that's really how I started. But what really made my business start to take off was a graphic designer had seen me speak. She went home to her husband who worked for IBM and said, this guy is talking about in the creative field, but it's actually applicable to the corporate world. And so that's how I landed my very first corporate client. And from there on, as you know, if you can stand up and speak and make a difference in people's lives, you'll get rehired. So I had to learn some business stuff and everything else. It wasn't that easy, but that's basically when my business started to really move forward.
We have to pause right here because I love that story. Here's why. So many times in marketing or in life, people ask the question, say, okay, if I'm going to do X, when will it turn into Y? If I'm going to plant in the field, Can I come out tomorrow morning and see the tree? Of course, it doesn't work like that. So here you just shared a great story that catapulted your career. And it's through a graphic designer in a small scenario, in a small environment that led to a gig at IBM. That is just great.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is people will look back at their life and they tend to oversimplify and gloss over critical key factors. And the reason why that's a problem is, let's say you and I try to duplicate that success, it doesn't always work,
right?
Because they've left out an important element. Now, I don't believe that people do this in an unethical way.
Right.
It's just that they don't always remember some of the key pivotal moments. So that's why that's a moment that started. But I had to learn a lot of things, and a lot of it came from NSA and having a lot of great people who were supportive of me and teaching me things. And I'll tell you something else, given that I'm an expert in open, honest communication,
right.
I had a lot of people tell me, my gosh, you're doing it completely wrong. In fact, I can share with you a funny story.
Sure, please.
I actually, a year into me speaking, I, you know, I thought, wow, my, you know, I'm actually got the hang of it. I was so bad at this one speech that half the people got up and left. Now, I'm not telling you they waited till I turned and worked on the flip chart for a moment. They just left.
Ouch.
And I was crushed.
Right.
And I thought, my gosh, I'm in the wrong business. What am I going to do? So after I felt sorry for myself for days,
right.
A friend of mine said, look, you got to learn what you did wrong. And you know what I did wrong is I didn't know how to manage, you know, group dynamics. So I studied it and I learned it. And then I never had a problem like that ever again because I turned what was really a setback into, you know, a comeback
That's
and
great.
To moving forward. But the key is what I've learned by situations like this is sometimes we go to the school of hard knocks and that really makes a difference. So I say that because sometimes somebody will look at me and say, oh, you've always had it figured out. You could speak really well in front of other people. But they don't really realize how people like myself had major screw-ups, but you actually turn around. I did another screw-up on MSNBC, one of the first TV gigs I ever did. I thought I did great. I got home, and I said to someone, you know, how'd I do? And she said, do you really want me to tell you the truth? I was horrible. But what did I do? I studied about how to be much better on TV, and then, you know, I've done a lot of television since, and I'm worlds different because of that situation that really shocked me. I'm still a little bit embarrassed by MSNBC, so try not to mention that later on. But anyway,
you know, folks,
my point bringing that up,
yeah.
You really got to look at your life and
right.
say what's going on and how do we learn from it.
You know, folks, I just want to calm you down. In case you were thinking about getting Stephen Gaffney for your conference or for, you know, you could, yes, he's mastered it. You know, by now he was sharing some stories early on in the career, and you see how open and honest he is by sharing that. You know, before we even go on, how can people get in touch with you, Stephen? Because you're a star.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So if they go to my website is justbehonest.com. It's also stephengaffney.com, but the easiest way if they're writing it down or trying to remember, justbehonest.com. But I want to say something right away.
Sure.
If they take what they've learned out of this interview and they send me an email and say what they did with what we talked about, I'm going to send them the very first book I wrote, Just Be Honest, for free. Now, it'll be the electronic version, but I'll just send
it
to
gracious.
Them. All I ask is that people make a difference with what we're talking about on this show.
Wow. Okay, so then your email address is on the site?
Yeah, they can go, well, justbehonest.com. They can go info@stephengaffney.com. All they have to do is send an email through that and mention your show. They have to mention your show
okay.
and what they did with the information, and we'll send them the book for free.
That's very cool. And we have a lot of questions to go through, but I just want to repeat that offer. If during the interview there's a certain inspiration you get, and, you know, I'm just, you know, I, God help you if you don't get inspiration from this one. You know? But if there's something out there that is a particular takeaway, then you could send Stephen an email again. Just go to justbehonest.com.
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 If they go to our website, there's a place to contact. They can also email me directly, but it's hard to remember.
Right.
Stephen@stephengaffney.com.
Right.
Or if they know my name, know the spelling Stephen@stephengaffney.com, and that email will go direct to me. But whatever it is, if they
right.
mention your show, somehow they contact me, we're going to send them the electronic version of Just Be Honest, which is still the best-selling book or one of the best-selling books that I've ever written.
Wow. You know, I'm going to go out of order here from my questions that I have, because you addressed it regarding your honesty and sharing with us some of the challenges that you had early on in the speaking career, and that is perfectionitis. Now, Perfectionitis is something that many executives, many entrepreneurs deal with because they know that at the end of the day, people judge them by the quality. Yet at the same time, many times it becomes an encumbrance. It actually paralyzes people from growth. You really, you know, have a great take on that. Perhaps you could share your take on perfectionitis.
I appreciate you bringing it up because it's one of the 10 key ways to keep up the momentum that whenever we're executing a change and to deal with perfectionitis, because what slows companies down and what slows individuals down is the need to make things perfect. Now, we all know that it's really tough to make things perfect, if you can even try to do that. And we try to stay away from it, but really what I have found is high performers and companies that are really successful, it's so easy to fall into this perfectionitis, trying to get it absolutely perfect. So we need to build the structures in our life where people will challenge us and say enough is enough, because here's my point. Speed is a differentiator. And what I'm brought in with a lot of my clients is to make the company go faster. And one of the ways is to deal with perfectionitis. Another key obstacle that slows down speed is lack of open, honest communication. Now, if I can address open, honest communication for a moment, because people, when they hear me speak about it, they think I'm going to go down to the ethics point, you know, that people are lying to us. But actually, the biggest problem, the number one problem in our lives, is what people simply don't say. So a lot of people talk about attitude, tone, and everything else, and I agree that those are all important. But the biggest problem is just simply what somebody doesn't say. So it's the feeling that you're working on a project, and the boss is like, this has got to get better and better, and you're sitting there going, this is basically good enough. We don't challenge each other. Or on the flip side, an employee comes to us and says, you know, just give me a couple more weeks and I'll make this great. And you're like, you know, what do I do here? But the thing is, we got to get this out the door, because what I have found is the best companies constantly work on speed. Because if you can get something out the door, you can get feedback from your customer, make the necessary adjustments, and you're going to beat out the competition. This is why my clients are usually the tops in their field, because they're all concerned about speed. And one of the ways to drive speed is to look at the obstacles of open, honest communication and resolve those obstacles.
Mm. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney, a noted celebrity speaker and author. He referred to his website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. He's sharing a lot of his secrets that's available only in his books, but just by tuning in tonight, guess what? You know, you're getting access to it. As the listeners know, week in and week out, we have fantastic guests, C-level executives or NSA speakers certainly are part of it because they've earned it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Eastlick Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney. He's written many books, one of them Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum, one of my favorite. And he was kind enough to join me here this evening on Mind Your Business. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you again for having me.
Of course. So let's jump right in. You talked about honest communication as being so critical. Are you referring to also both directions, meaning from management to employees? Is it top-down only, or is it, you know, that management has to have an ear and has to communicate with the team? Maybe you can give some framework to that.
Yeah, it's actually all the way around. And what I work with companies is a lot of them have, you know, almost by mistake or unintended consequences, they preached about honest communication. We want to hear feedback, but they actually behaviorally sometimes punish honest feedback. Here's an easy example.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody say to you, look, I want to hear your feedback. Please give me feedback. And you give them constructive criticism, and then they flip out. And they don't get it, do they? Next time they ask you, hey, do you got honest feedback for me? You're sitting there going, oh, I'm not going there.
You know, by the way, before you continue, it reminds me, I don't remember if it was Fortune magazine or Inc. magazine, one of the big magazines, they talked about some boss that was talking about this specific subject, about honest communication, and he says, I want them to be honest with me, even if I'm going to fire them for it. I mean, come on!
Well, and you know, you bring up a really great point, because a lot of times I'm brought into organizations and we do this analysis, and I have to report to my clients that it's sometimes that person, but sometimes other leaders that have created an environment where people are just shut down.
Right.
Here's another example of lack of honest communication where it impacts honesty and innovation. I've brought into a lot of organizations where they actually don't use ideas. And that, first of all, the number one way to motivate people to give ideas is to show that you'll use their ideas. So I was talking to this general a while back, and he said, you know, I don't understand, Stephen, because we actually are asking for the workforce for ideas, and we're using some of those ideas. I said, well, okay, what are you doing when you use those ideas? How are you reporting back to the workforce? And it was actually over the phone coaching.
Right.
And he didn't answer. I said, what's happening? He said, you know, you're raising a really good point. We're using employees' ideas, but we don't let people know. So let's go back to my earlier point.
Right.
The number one problem is not what people say. It's what they leave out. So I coached him, you've got to actually have and give people feedback on how you've used those ideas. So sometimes we've trained and conditioned people to shut down by getting defensive or upset.
Right.
And sometimes we've trained and conditioned people to not give us ideas because they think, what's the point? There's no use sharing ideas because they're not going to use it. And if they do it, they're going to manipulate it and take advantage of those ideas and never give me credit. Whatever it is, the biggest problem is what's not getting said. And that's why we deliver these great results, because it's always about how to get that unsaid said. And you know something else? I just love talking about this subject.
Right.
You know the number one reason why people don't share? It's fear. Fear of retribution, fear it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, fear it's going to go on the list. And the other reason why people don't tend to share is because they feel like they're going to be judged.
Right.
So you're sitting there in a meeting and you have a crazy idea.
Right.
You think, well, should I bring it up or should I not? Well, I don't know how people will look at me. Or if I raise an issue, maybe they're going to think that I should already know it. So they're going to judge me. So here's the key to get anybody to open up.
Okay.
Make them feel safe and that you won't judge them. And they will speak the truth, because it takes much more psychological energy to keep something inside than to let it go. People will want to share because it takes a lot of energy to keep it inside, as long as they feel safe and not judged. So that's the key to getting anybody to share anything.
Great. Now, I imagine that this is fairly obvious to someone like yourself, but just for the benefit of the listeners, what can you address the dynamics of people sharing feedback in a small group setting or one-on-one? I imagine there has to be a difference.
Well, it's critical. So I get brought in my new book that I've been working on is all around teamwork. But
nice.
Specifically, I've discovered these 10 ground rules that if you follow these ground rules, will actually convert any team, really a group of people, into an actual team. So a committee wins or loses separately. A team wins or loses together. And so many leadership teams are committees. So how do you get them to really be a team? And one of the keys is for them to share really what's going on with each other and giving them feedback. For example, the willingness to say, look, I feel like you're dropping the ball, or what's happening in your area. You know, something so interesting with these leadership teams, one of the things that's not often said, but if you get them said, it actually transforms companies, is cross-communication. So one key executive doesn't want to challenge another key executive out of respect for that other person's area, or they're worried that if they challenge them, they're going to challenge back. And so what I do is create that safety. So actually, it's really important to do that. And there's certain key ways to deliver honest communication that we can go through. But
yes,
when
please.
People are aware of it, they can really share very difficult messages.
So, you know, I want to go through even those 10. We're going to take a short commercial break. But before we do, I just want to talk a little bit about our great guest, Stephen Gaffney. He's authored many books. He's a, you know, he's in the NSA. That's the National Speakers Association. And he's speaking all over the you've addressed audiences all over the world, no?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yep. And you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
And just to talk about that for a sec.
Sure.
Is that people think that, oh, you know, in other countries and other areas, yeah, there's different cultures and different problems, and even within the U.S., right, different locational problems and different company cultures and everything else. But it's a human condition that people tend to be afraid of conflict, and they don't want to bring up things. And just it's universal. So that's why I love teaching this stuff, because what I have found is when people really start to share what's going on in a non-accusatory way, and it's a non-accusatory way, the other person can hear it, and people have listened and transformed companies, they've transformed their marriage, they've transformed their relationship with their kids, and it's happened all over the world because it's a basic human dynamic. How do you have these challenging, honest conversations and have them go well?
Yeah. Yep, it's so true. How can people get in touch with you?
Oh, if they go to my website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, and there's a way to click to contact us. And eventually I'll see that email, and it goes to one of my folks, but it gets forwarded to me. So if they mention that they used the information that we talked about, we'll send them that book, as we discussed earlier, justbehonest.com.
Excellent. So. Well, folks, we're going to continue when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney. He is part of the Million Dollar Speakers Group in the NSA. He's authored many books. To find out more information about him, visit stephengaffney.com or justbehonest.com. Just Be Honest. He is a specialist in corporate communication and many other areas, but certainly corporate communication. is right in his wheelhouse, and we're having some fantastic conversation. In case you're just tuning in now, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on whether you listen to it through iTunes or on the website. The easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, Stephen, let's pick up where you left off. Let's talk about the pitfalls of poor communication.
Well, what happens is that train wrecks, right? So you see these companies in the news where it turns out certain employees or certain areas weren't doing the job, and it delivered, and because of those issues, it caused companies major major problems that they had to try to recover with their reputation. Let's look at the Wells Fargo situation.
Right.
There were 5,000 people that actually were involved in doing things that were not correct, let's put it that way. And so, you know, I remember hearing the CEO say, well, you know, it's not a cultural problem. Of course it's a cultural problem. You don't, by mistake, hire 5,000 people that somehow worked together and suddenly did something that is not correct. That kind of culture where people feel shut down is how that type of thing happens. And here's what I found out, is that people often want to share the truth and they want to challenge back, but they don't often have that environment. So what specifically do I mean? Where somebody feels like, you know what, I can't get those goals accomplished. If they don't have the environment where they can push back on their boss, and I look, I get the idea that we need to achieve sometimes the unachievable and we got to push ourselves. But when certain things aren't going to get done, we really have to look at what's going on and create an environment where people can speak the truth and just deal with that. So, you know, I don't know all the intricacies of Wells Fargo, and I don't want to really come too hard down, but you see these situations with these companies and dramatic, you know, problems happen because they don't create that culture of open, honest communication. This is why my clients, and I'm very proud to say this, my clients are usually the number one in their field or people that want to be number one. Marriott is the number one hotel chain in the world. Lockheed Martin is the number one defense contractor in the world. ASCO, which is the American Society of Clinical Oncologists, are the number one cancer doctor association in the world. Barrick Gold, which is another client of mine, is the number one gold producer company in the world. Because they realize it is so important. You can't just talk about open, honest communication. You really need to back it up with specific strategies and make sure people feel comfortable to speak the truth. That's why those companies maintain being number one.
So before the break, we talked about your principles. Perhaps you could even, you know, give a real good hack at it, explaining all of your principles of open and honest communication.
Well, years ago, I discovered and created, you know, probably the better word is created, a 9-step formula on how to resolve any issue. There's 9 distinctive steps. So it's hard to go through that really quickly, and I'm not trying to say that so that they could buy one of my books. I'm just saying I'm going
although
to
it's worth it. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. I bought the book, and I drink the Kool-Aid, folks. So he's being honest, he's being, you know, polite and you know, humble, but it's worth it. You could go to stephengaffney.com. You could buy the books there, I believe, or you know, just you know, Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But sorry to interrupt. I just had to get that in.
Well, thank you. But here's 3 critical steps that if they just master these steps, actually they can resolve a lot of issues. One is to look at the facts of the situation. So one of the reasons why people get incensed with each other is because they confuse honesty, which is sharing all your opinions or one's opinions. An example would be if somebody says, look, I want to talk to you because I feel disrespected. Well, that doesn't really help. Versus, I want to talk to you because I notice I've sent you several emails and I haven't heard back. So I want to talk to you about how we could improve our communication. So what you want to do is start off with the actual facts of the situation. That's step number one. Step number two is then you want to pivot and make a request. I mean, how often have we experienced where somebody who's brought up some quote-unquote honest communication, which is really blaming and not fact-based. But then when you ask them, well, how can I help or what can we do to move things forward? I don't know. Just needs to get better. Well, that doesn't really help at all. So you want to be armed with a specific request. So an example could be, going back to that email issue, I notice I haven't heard, you know, I've sent you several emails. I want to talk to you about this. And let's say you're talking to them on the phone and say, so I want to talk to you. How can we better communicate? What kind of way can I, when I'm sending you emails, can I get a quicker response? Is there a better way to communicate? Was there something off with my emails? But the bottom line is pivot and make a request. That's step number two. Step number three is share the benefits to the other person as to why you're making the request. So often I've brought into situations where somebody's quote-unquote been honest, but it's really been blaming. Or they're making requests, but they're vague, like, let's communicate better, have a better relationship. What in the world does that mean? Or what they do is they do make a request, but they come at it from what's in it from themselves rather than thinking what's in it for the boss or other people. An example would be, going back to what I was saying about the email, so my request is, what can I do so I can send you emails and get a 24 or 48-hour response? The reason why I'm bringing this up is not only does it benefit me, but if I can get a response, I can get you a better response in turn back, and ultimately we're servicing the customer, and we all benefit by this. And obviously, you don't want to get a whole bunch of emails and get phone calls, so I won't keep pestering you with my communication if we can get this rhythm down packed. The key is I'm coming at it from what's in it for the other person. When I've worked with executives, same thing. It's that they need to present the facts of the situation, make a request of what they want employees to do, or maybe their peers,
right,
and then also turn at it what's in it for the employees. So often I've been brought in with executives that are saying, you know, to improve the financial stability of the company, but the average employee is saying, well, how does that relate to me?
Right.
Versus you saying to employees, look, we do this and it'll make a difference with our customer. We can open new market segments. There'll be more opportunities as our company grows. There's all kinds of ways to turn this into a benefit to other people. But the key is being fact-based, right, making sure you're crystal clear on requests, and sharing the benefit to the other person. There are other steps in the formula, but if people walk away and they just get better at that, they'll actually improve their relationships dramatically.
But yeah, it's so fantastic hearing you talk about this and explaining it so clearly. Please continue. Continue with us some of the other steps. It's great. Take your time.
Well, if we want to look at other potential steps,
sure,
or other steps that are really important, one of the first steps in my 9-step process, mm-hmm, is deep listening. You know, Larry King said years ago, I never learned anything when I was talking. And so we learn by actually listening more than we do talking. So one of the first steps I always coach people whenever you're in a conflicting situation is to put aside your agenda and ask the person, what's going on? Well, I'm upset with you because blah, blah, blah. Or,
right,
or, and what you want to do is you really want to listen. But here's what I learned by working in the intel world. So these are the people that, you know, protect our country and,
right,
you know, look at a lot of situations. And if you remember this, it will really help you to listen.
That
it
is
definitely
great.
Helped me.
Folks, here
that
comes a gem. You've been hearing gems the whole time, but here it comes.
Is to go with the assumption. People say don't assume, but I believe there's certain assumptions that empower us in our life. Assume that whatever somebody's initially telling you is not really what's going on for them. Assume whatever they say is not really the issue. Now, this is critical because what happens is when people have a lot of pent up stuff, they start to sometimes communicate in a blaming way. But if you don't get hooked by that, you don't get distracted by that, and you just let it flow right over you like clouds in the sky, and then you just probe further, and you say, so is that really what's going on? Well, I'm upset because you didn't, you know, handle this project. All right, anything else? Well, I'm upset because you didn't handle this project, and it made me look bad. See, I'm starting to learn more. You know, somebody said to me years ago, well, you know, I believe that you can never make people, there's some people can never make happy. I don't believe that. I believe what we haven't discovered is what would really make that human being happy. So people that you work with, you seemingly, I can't seem to make them happy. They make requests, I deliver on that, or maybe it's your husband, your wife, your kids. The key is they probably have really some really major requests they might have never made to you, or maybe they haven't even thought through it. But whatever, that first step is really assuming that whatever they say to you is not really the issue and probe further until you'll have a sense of what's really going on. I did this even with a client of mine I was coaching. They had a very difficult customer. He said, you know, the customer's never happy. I said, look, here's what I want you to do. When you go into the conversation, your only objective is to probe and listen and ask for clarity points. No matter what they say, I don't want you to respond. So if they call you a Martian, if they say what you're doing is unethical, if they say they're really frustrated and they'll never work with you again, none of this happened, but let's say
Brace yourself.
Do not react. And if you listen and don't react, ultimately they will uncover the problem. It's, guess what? They did, and they found out the problem, and it got solved.
Such great advice. Yeah, one of our past guests, Linda Kaplan Thaler, could be you know her. I believe she's in the NSA. She was talking about communication. I mean, she ran a major ad agency for a while, and she said whenever you're talking with someone, they say that they're talking for a minute or two, and then they say the word "but." They said everything after the word "but" is exactly what they have in mind. Before that, it's irrelevant.
Oh, that's really great. And it's funny because people will then start to learn cute phrases that I'm never a big fan of. They'll stop saying "but." They'll start to say "and." It doesn't really matter. We get the point. I appreciate what you're saying, and you might want to consider
right,
to your point. That's what the really point is. But this goes back to really probing, and this brings up another kind of passion point of mine, is people are always so hung up on what are the words I need to say,
right,
and they were the structure. And you know what? Tone is five times the impact of the words we say. Tone is five times the impact of the words we say. What I love to do in my seminars to illustrate this point is let's say, turn to the person next to you and say this line: "Where is the report?" And say that assuming ill intent and then assuming good intent, and watch the magic. And so everybody laughs about it, and then they say, "So what happened?" They go, "Oh, yeah, the tone is different." I said, "That's not the point. Be on the receiving end of somebody who assumes good intent versus somebody who assumes ill intent. When somebody assumes ill intent, we shut down. We don't want to talk about it. But if somebody assumes good intent, in other words, they approach it, "Look, we have a problem, and obviously I know you meant well. Let's try to get this resolved." We're more likely to open up. So I say to people, assuming good intent isn't about happy talk. It's a specific strategy that when you implement that in a culture, it actually invites people to open up. And one of my clients, who's another general, it's one of his favorite things I've ever taught in the workforce for him, which is the concept of assuming good intent and how to do that day in and day out.
Folks, as you've come to expect, week in and week out, we have a fantastic guest here again this evening, Stephen Gaffney. What a great treat. We still have a little bit more time with him, but we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com. That is csuitenetwork.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Gaffney, a very sought-after expert in the field of corporate communication. You can find out more information about him by going to the website, StephenGaffney.com. That's StephenGaffney.com.
So Stephen is S-T-E-V-E-N, so with a V, and then Gaffney is G as in George, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, N-E-Y. So there's two Fs. So Stephen Gaffney, and if they go to my, if they want to email me directly, they just go Stephen@StephenGaffney.com.
Excellent. Now, one of the issues that you addressed and you talked about earlier was regarding communication by email. Now, we know that email has some strong positives and some strong negatives. Perhaps you can tackle it head on.
Thank you so much for bringing this up, because it's the same as texting and emailing. Yeah. You know, I've never experienced somebody said, you know, I didn't get along with that person. And then I started emailing them and back and forth, and now we get along so well. It never is the case. It's almost always like, well, we used to have a good relationship, but then they sent me an email, or in this day and age, obviously texting and all this kind of stuff, or something they post on social media, and then things go south. Because no matter how well you write, now the research differs on the following thing, but I think the point is really clear. Mm-hmm. Over 90%, maybe it's 80%, I mean it differs, but bottom line is over 90 to 80% is things other than the words, which means no matter how well you ever construct an email or write a text, mm-hmm. once you hit send, you've lost about 90 to 80% control of that material. Now, the studies differ, but what's universally accepted is the majority of the way we interpret a message is by tone, body language, and context. Well, when you get a written communication, you don't have any of that, so you make it up in your mind. Well, guess what? If you don't really like that person, or you feel like that person's manipulative, or you can literally look at anything and misinterpret it. An example would be, somebody could say, hey, how you doing? Oh, great. They said, hey, how you doing? In the email, they didn't say, how's my vacation? See, they don't care. There's literally no way. I did a seminar one time, and this lady said, you know, my boss is rude. I said, well, what's going on? She said, well, I ask him questions, and he sends me emails back. And I said, well, is your boss answering the question? She goes, oh, yeah. I said, well, what's the problem? She goes, he only gives me one-line answers. So he's answering her questions, but she's imagining, she's building a case, she's adding to things that he doesn't really care. And when after she went through the seminar, it was transformative for her relationship with her boss, because she had made up things based on written communication. So I cannot tell you how many times I'll tell somebody, pick up the phone or go see the person. No matter how well you write or text, it's a prescription for disaster, and it's never going to improve things. You got to at least pick up the phone. That's wow. The key.
You know, you explained it so well. It's just fantastic. It's just fantastic. You explained it so, because so many people just don't get it, especially in today's day and age, email, texting, social media. And they're like, well, I gave over the information. Why don't they just get it? And they're just ignoring what you just explained so clearly.
Yeah, and here's a couple rules of thumb. Sure. So on email, because email is great to share information, but if your boss or your customer asks you to for some information, mm-hmm. and you're writing an email, and your sense is, I don't think they're going to receive this well, pick up the phone and talk to them before sending the email. At least leave them a voicemail. Do something. Because once you hit send, you've lost control of that message, and they're already going to add to it, and they will have an attitude. And what I find really sad in this day and age is people sometimes just don't talk to each other. I had a lady in a session of mine. She finished the seminar, and she hadn't talked to her mom in 2 years, had mm-hmm. an estranged relationship with her mom for 10 years, but hadn't talked to her mom for 2 years. And out of what she learned, she actually talked to her mom and fixed the entire relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, the key is, because people start to pull back, and some people have given up. So here's a key personal message from me to all the people listening. If you've got somebody in your life right now who you're not talking to and you built up a case, pick up the phone and talk to them. Life is short. I'm a cancer survivor. Wow. I'll tell you, in 2009, wow. I got diagnosed with cancer. I'm completely fine now, but that rocked my world. Life is very short. Pick up the phone. Let go of your ego. If you said, well, I've tried to communicate with them before and they don't communicate back, pick up the phone again. As long as you're not stalking them or something illegal, just tell them. And if you don't know what to say, I'm going to give them the message right now. If you got somebody personal in your life and you have not, and you're having a difficult time to say, this is the message you leave them. You call them and you say this. This is it on a personal level. You say, listen, I'm thinking of you, I love you, and I miss you. I'm sorry we got to the situation we are. Whatever it takes, let's move forward. Please call me. And most importantly, I want you to know I love you and I'm thinking of you.
Mm.
If people just did this, people would repair all kinds of relationships, because I've had people take what I've done and repair all kinds of relationships at home, because life is short. You do not know how long you have on this planet, but even more important to think about, you don't know how long you have the people around you have. Seize the moment. Don't delay. Get things handled.
Such great advice. Folks, we still have a few more minutes left, so don't go away. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, more with Stephen Gaffney. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back with my very special guest, Stephen Gaffney. He's written many books. He's spoken to audiences around the world. Stephen is a star in my mind. I've read, in particular, his book, Be a Change Champion. That's the one that I've read and tried to master. I don't know if I could say I've mastered it, but certainly his wisdom is what brought me to him. And I said, you know, we just got to get Steve on the show. And thank God he's with us here this evening. Steve, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I appreciate the questions, too, because
this
is a critical and a very important subject.
Thank you. And, of course, we love how you're hacking away at them and provide answers with clarity. You know, it reminds me, I've heard one speaker recently say, you know, if you can't convince them, confuse them. And I'm like... And I'm like, no, Stephen won't have any of that. You know, Stephen comes at it straight, open and honest communication. No, 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 no. That's that would not describe Stephen Gaffney, that's for sure. Now, in your book, the one that I love, not that I don't love the other ones, I just didn't go through them yet, Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum, 10 Factors for Sustaining the Boom and Avoiding the Bust of Change. Now, so obviously we need a lot more time to really give this a hack, but in the few minutes that we have remaining for the show, how can a business begin the process of change and then ensure that they see it through the execution phase?
Great question. There's four pillars of leading through change, or areas to focus on change. In fact, I give this advice to my clients all the time, because I think, unfortunately, you know, change management, all this stuff, there's too many steps and it makes it too confusing. There are only four things that people need to figure out, because what I have found after years of being in the trenches with all these companies, if when there's a problem with change, it usually breaks down to one of these four. So the first one is outcome, being clear with your outcome. Sounds obvious, right? Mm-hmm. But I've been brought into many situations where change isn't going well, and I'll say to people, well, what's the objective of change? What's the objective of it? What are you trying to achieve? And, you know, if I've got 10 people I'm asking, I'll probably have at least 5 different answers. Therein lies the problem. So you need to repeat, 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 and there's certain ways of creating an outcome so that people will understand it. You know, we're hurting a little bit for time, but the key is just overall outcome. Second is understanding the value and portraying the value. A lot of reasons why change is unsuccessful is because the average person doesn't see the benefit to them, so they're going to resist change. There's another thing. There's so many things that are just people are wrong about. People say people don't like change. No, people don't like bad change. Gosh, people get married, they move, they get promoted, they seek a lot of changes in life that are major. They'll do it if they see the benefit to them. So it comes down to value, and there's 6 drivers of human behavior.
And please, please explain them. Yes.
Well, the 6 drivers, or let me finish off the other 2 pillars, because this is really important.
Sure.
And they can always send me an email, and I'll send them an article I wrote about what motivates other people, so we can accomplish that.
And again, how can they do that? I want to make sure that you said they could send you an email. What is the email address?
Yeah, it's Stephen@StephenGaffney.com, or they can go to JustBeHonest.com and click Contact Us and just say motivation article, and we'll send them that so they can see what to do about that. So first is outcome. Second is value, what's in it for other people, and how you portray that. Third is belief, and I'll tell you, this is a big one.
Ready.
So people sometimes they get the outcome of change, and sometimes they see the value. But what they're not saying, going back to the unsaid said, is I don't believe it. Now, the reason why is because a lot of research shows that 80% of workplace problems, or excuse me, 80% of change has been unsuccessful. So a lot of people have had bad experiences of change. So when we launch a change, they go, oh, here we go again. And what happens is that people remain and they're skeptical. And so you've got to convert non-believers into believers, because if you do not, the non-believers there'll be a cancer to your change, and they will infect the rest of the organization. I say this as a cancer survivor. That will happen. You have to deal with non-believers. You know, maybe another show or whatever we can accomplish that. But the key is they've got to get that done. And the fourth area is steps. People make the steps too large. So they see a massive change and they go, the average employees go, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to get there? And so then these corporate, you know, these executives and a lot of my clients, what they'll do is they'll try to first construct a plan, but it's so like major. What you need to translate is to the average person what they need to do next. And if the steps are too big, break them down into small steps. So the four areas to look at whenever there's a breakdown in change is, are people crystal clear on the outcome? Are they crystal clear on the value to them? Are do they believe in what we're saying? And often that's really the big missing. And then are they clear on what we need to do? And I cannot tell you, there's never been an exception to this, where I've been brought into some of the most massive changes where there's problems, and it hasn't come down to one of these areas that's been broken, if not all the areas. But the good news is when you know those areas, you just only need to focus on those areas, and the rest of the change will take care of itself.
Wow. Now, Stephen, I get to this moment with every single guest, and that is that we are basically out of time, although the hour flew by. Because you're such a fantastic guest and have so much content. Just as a final takeaway, and I I'm sure you have many, but I guess we'll just pick one for the next, you know, 60 seconds roughly that we have. What final takeaway can you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Actually, there are three. So I'll say them extra fast.
Ready.
The first one is the biggest problem is not what people say. It's what they don't say. So get that unsaid said. Speak your mind using what we talked about earlier. Second, a big part that we haven't talked about, but I want to make sure people leave with, is don't forget to get the unsaid said around, second part, appreciation. Wow, people are so stingy with saying good things. You know, I'll never forget a friend of mine, she said, you know, I don't want to tell my boyfriend good things. I said, why? She said, I don't want him to have a big head. Well, how's that working for you? I mean, have you ever met somebody, the only thing that ever comes out of their mouth is what we're not doing.
How's that working for you?
And the third, because I know we're running out of time, is take action. So people who are listening to this, don't delay. Do something. Pick up the phone and call that relative. Call that sibling. Call that friend. Call that coworker. Resolve the issue. Say something nice. Take action and get that unsaid said. So the number one problem is not what people say. It's what they don't say. So get the unsaid said.
Folks, you heard it from Stephen Gaffney. In fact, to find out more information, go visit justbehonest.com. That's correct, Stephen?
Yes, justbehonest.com.
Justbehonest.com. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.